News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The bloggers are big business in Ireland. Between their sponsored posts, brand affiliations and selling their own products, some of these so-called influencers are making big money, with some making up to €3,000 for a single social media post. But how regulated is the online industry? To discuss this, we're joined by the Advertising Standards Authority of Ireland CEO, Orla Toomey. Orla, just start by telling us, you're having an event tonight. It's kind of an information night at Facebook headquarters. What's going on at that event?
Yeah, we are indeed having an event. It's actually this morning. And the idea is we've been doing a lot of work in this space in the last couple of years, informing bloggers and brands that when they work together to create content and when there is payment, then they must flag that content as advertising, because consumers deserve to know when they are being advertised to. So we've been doing a lot of work in this area, and we decided it would be worthwhile just getting together in a room with bloggers and with brands and with PR agencies, and giving an opportunity to talk about what the issues are and to allow for questions and answers, and just to, I suppose, make sure that everybody understands what their responsibilities are in this area.
Okay, because I think most people would say there's a bit of a lack of an understanding at the moment. We've all anecdotal evidence of certain bloggers, you know, writing to a restaurant or a hotel saying, you know, you give me a good deal and I'll give you a good write-up.
Well, what our concern with is, I suppose, there's two issues. One is that if there is a contractual arrangement or a commercial relationship between brands and bloggers, advertisers and bloggers, that's disclosed to people. And also that if any material that is produced is not misleading and is honest. So our main concern, I suppose, today is to make sure that people understand about the payment and control aspect that you must declare when something is marketing communication.
Are they legally obliged to do this?
Well, ASAI is a self-regulatory organisation, but there are also statutory rules under the Consumer Protection Act about not misleading consumers as to the nature of the material that they're seeing.
Okay, because I think most people watching, I mean, they wouldn't have absolute evidence of it, but most people listening this morning would say those rules are being breached on a daily basis.
Well, I think there's two things here. First of all, not every brand mentioned by a reviewer is marketing communications, because of course
that's how blogging started. Yeah, no,
it
absolutely.
Was people just saying they liked things.
I know. I'm not talking about people who say I've got this new product from Dunn Stores. It's really good. That's fair enough. I'm talking about the kind of examples I've given you of people saying, you know, I'll give you a really good review if you give me a good price.
Well, from our point of view, if people have concerns about material that they're seeing and they think it's misleading or it's not flagged as it should be, they can make a complaint to us through our online form on our website, asai.ie, and we will certainly look at it for them. So we are being proactive in this area through proactive engagement with the blogging community and with advertisers to ensure they know what their responsibilities are. And then, of course, we listen to consumer concerns.
Okay, and just finally, if you do then go through that process, what's the ultimate sanction you can take against a blogger?
Well, the sanction is against both blogger and advertiser, and it's the name and shame sanction, where we will publish the adjudication of the complaints committee. And I think one of the things that both advertisers and bloggers need to be aware of, their reputation, their brand reputation is very important to them. So they need to be careful that they don't find themselves in a situation where their followers, their audience, thinks that they're likely to be misled by them.
Okay, we'll leave it there. That event is happening this morning, is it, at Facebook?
This morning. Yep.
Okay, we wish you well with it. That is Orla Toomey, Advertising Standards Authority of Ireland, CEO.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.